And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial.
Hey, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
Hi, it's Maya, and I'm editing the radio show right now, and today I've put on an album called Indecision by John Cohen Experimental. It's a lo-fi folk album that was sent to us at our new email, which is super exciting, so I hope you guys enjoy it. They're from Huntsman Records, distributed in North America through Orchard Music, and so they sent us our album, and I think it's pretty good, so I hope you enjoy.
When you're falling, do you look up towards the sky? When you're falling, do you accept or do you deny? Thank you.
Fireflies in the northern lights, singing like a lullaby. God up for the both of us, speeding like a demon to the sacrifice. Now reading from the golden spoon, hockey like a body when it hit a monsoon. Held up and you paid the price, looking for a booking of your own device. Ooh yeah. Fireflies. Fireflies in the shopping mall, make it to the lake and do a cannonball. Look deep in the cream of your eyes, feeling like I'm staring at an early sunrise. But you were waiting for apologies, thinking there's a clash of ideologies. Jaw dropping in the night sky, moving like the glowing like a kryptonite. Oh yeah. Fireflies. Fireflies bringing back the blues, drinking like an open bar without the booze. You don't wanna see him anymore, swimming with a glimmer on the sandy shore. See the lights keep the nights ablaze, fender hit a bender and you count the days. The bonfire of the vanity, pluck it like a bucket of insanity. Oh yeah. Fireflies.
Welcome back to CKT 90.3 FM. I'm Rose.
I'm Annika.
And I'm Maya. And welcome to All Things McGill.
All Things McGill.
I have something to say.
Okay.
When I was in Quebec City.
When were you in Quebec City?
I was in Quebec City over spring break.
Oh my God.
McGill spring break trip.
That's crazy.
Anyways, I saw the CBC radio and I saw them recording live, probably talking about, you know, current events. And I realized, that's the moment I realized that I got rejected from CBC Radio.
What do you mean?
Because I saw it and I realized that I hadn't gotten a response from CBC internship yet.
Oh.
So I officially got rejected. So, you know, if you think I'm a good radio host, email CBC and tell them that they really missed out on a really good girl.
That's funny. I feel like most people, like, there aren't a lot of people who did, like, college radio, you know? So I feel like you'd be a shoo-in if you already had your own radio
show. I had an interview, but then they had me speak French, and things kind of went downhill.
But you,
because they asked me to describe what skills qualify me for this job. And in French, I can't describe any of my skills, although I grew up fluent.
I thought you're fluent in French.
Yeah. I am, but like, what am I gonna say?
Test it right now.
Yeah.
Say something.
I'll translate.
Should I say one of my skills?
Yeah.
D'accord. Je trouve que je suis super bien organisée.
You're very organized. She's very organized.
That's it.
That's it? That's really good. If I had listened to that interview and I spoke French, I would have hired you on the spot.
On the spot.
Anyways, so yeah, Quebec City was lit.
tell the people who you went to Quebec City with.
With my father.
And and let's give us a rundown. So your father gets here, you head to Quebec City. What's the vibes?
Well, we did a lot before we went to Quebec City. Yeah. First, we went dog sledding in Trois-Rivières.
That's awesome.
Which was insane. It did look a little bit sketchy and like bootleggy. Like the dogs were
on
chains.
Oh.
Yeah, they looked a little underweight.
Mangy. Yeah.
Mangy. The person who was, you know, directing the orchestration or whatever, was wearing camo pants and a really big jacket.
No guns.
And they put a really weird glittery quilt on me while I was in the sled.
Because you're a girl and girls like glitter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was so much better at pushing the sled than my father was.
Really?
And a dog literally shat in front of me while I was on the sled because they're going so fast that they can't stop and poop.
Oh, so they
because
poop
they'll
while
get dragged.
Running?
And so they
that
poop
can't be
while
good.
Running. No, 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 no. I'm saying
people
that
do that with marathons.
It was
though.
It was diarrheaing. And then there was a second one who had a much more solid stool.
Awesome.
On his side. Anyways, so that was one thing. And then, so then we went to Quebec City after that. You know, the vibe, whatever. Yeah. Quebec City's a little touristy for my taste, I have to admit.
I yeah. will say, the view from, like, the bottom of the hill, and you're mm-hmm. looking up at that big, like, hotel or
it's
whatever,
really cool.
and there's,
the
like,
castle.
A hill behind it, whatever it's called. That is, like, one of the coolest things
the
I've ever seen with my own eyes.
Frontenac?
Yeah. Yeah,
Chateau
yeah. Like, it looks really cool.
I thought it was really cool to see the ice moving on the Saint Laurent River.
Ooh, that Ooh. Is really cool.
See, I made a time lapse.
Me
I made
too.
A time lapse, and it was very, very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I want to see this time lapse.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. Wait. I wish we could play it for y'all, but
we're going to upload it to the CKG website.
That'd be hilarious.
Okay, so we actually got an email. We got an email because we talk so often about being like, guys, email us if you want to see this. Guys, go on the CKG website if you want to see this. And we just, like, make it up. Like, we don't actually have an email. Like, we don't know where this would
we
go.
We do have an email now.
We have an email now?
Yeah.
Anyway, we got an email asking if we wanted to have our own email address because of how often we talk about on the radio that we want to have our own email address.
So... email allthingsmikhaila@ckut.ca.
That's crazy.
It's honestly kind of the hottest email ever. And turns out we had this email for
the, whole
the
time.
Entire time.
Really?
Yeah. So there are emails, like three emails that we got
yeah.
total. Can you imagine having an inbox that only has three emails? I wish. I might make a new email just so I can
do that.
What yeah. were the three emails?
It was just like, oh, I was listening to your show and I heard that you guys needed like more
song
music.
Recs.
Song recommendations.
You know what we really do? Because Patrick Watson's getting kind of old.
No, wait, wait. People actually listen?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
At least three people.
Wow.
And they took the time out of their
it's
day
really
to email us.
It's actually really terrifying considering what we say.
Yeah. But in 2020, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It's actually really valid if you dropped off as an audience. Remember if you dropped off after 2020? Because that's when we became clinically unhinged.
We fell off.
We fell off the bandwagon
yeah.
for sure.
Listen, it's the... unlive aspect.
Yeah, having a microphone, a really wonderful primary colored microphone in front of you hits
different.
I miss
it.
And then Maya was just on that soundboard.
I was on that forgetting to turn us off during commercials.
Yeah.
Love
that's
that.
Hilarious.
Those were the days. I only did one.
Having
people one in the
yeah.
studio.
That's hilarious.
Having people come in and interview. Remember
that was so
when
fun.
We did that?
Societal Siege that one time.
Yeah, that was great.
We did have people come in.
We did have a lot of people come in.
It was so much easier to just be like Monday 11 a.m. every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave
us some structure in life.
Yeah.
Imagine having structure in life post-pandemic. Could not be me. Could not be any of us, really.
I try to, but
I find it genuinely impossible to make myself a structure that I will follow. It has to be like an outside, like an external motivator that gives me a structure.
Yeah.
I cannot give myself a structure. I cannot do it.
Maya does it really well.
I do, like, I plan my day out, like, hour by hour.
And, like, you stick to it?
But nowadays, it's so hard to stick to it. Yeah. During the pandemic, I was really, really good at it. And then now, since the second lockdown in January, I mean, like, I'll make a schedule for myself, and then I just cannot follow through. So now I have to just put a list of things that I have to do and hope that they get done.
I literally have a to-do list. Like, it's just, like, running.
Yeah.
Like, and I cross things off and I add things. But, like, I can't do, like, a structured, in a day, I will complete mm-hmm. this, because then I don't complete it, and then I feel so bad about
myself.
So
bad.
Yeah. Anyway, my therapist said stop doing that, so I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Drugs?
No. Actually, I did. This is actually funny. Dear listeners, my therapist told me to cut back on alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And you did?
No. She was like, here's the thing, is that she's always, like, making suggestions, and I'm like, if I seem a little bit like I'm, like, not into it, she's like, scrap it. Because she's like, you can only make a goal for yourself that you're actually going to follow through with. And if you don't immediately think to yourself, yeah, I could do that.
Aww.
Or I will do that. It's not going to work.
That's really smart.
I know,
wow.
right? So she was like, could you try, like, 2 or 3 nights a week if you're going to be drinking, like, replace it with weed. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, that's better.
Yeah.
Like, it's not 0 to 100, but, like, it's better. It's
yeah.
a step. I was like, period.
True. I love
therapist
solutions.
We decided to, like, cut back on alcohol around certain people.
Yeah. Who's certain people?
Well, I don't know. Just, you know, people who...
Stop the mic. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Because, you know, I think it's a nice practice to hang out with people without being
yeah.
drunk.
Or intoxicated.
Yeah.
Why specifically does your therapist think it's a bad idea to...
Well, because I was talking to her, and I was like, I had friends come into town over spring break, and we were just hanging out, and they were like, I think at one point, they were like, oh my god, I haven't drank this much in so long. And I was like, this is a light week for me. And that's when it sort of dawned on me that I was like, maybe I should be monitoring my consumption a little bit more closely. And like, on the one hand, like, I'm in my 20s, so like, it's like, I think for the rest of my life, I'm not going to be doing this much drinking.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm in a situation where it's common and, like, everyone does it. But I'm like, it's something to be aware of, you know?
Well, when you're living with me, you'll probably inherently cut back on consumption.
Why?
Because we just don't drink that much.
No, I, like, never drink.
Guys, I think I'm going to be a really bad influence on you.
I don't think you are. I think I have a solid, like, totem pole.
I think you think that.
Over spring break, I realized that, like, if I'm tired, no matter how much alcohol I consume, I'm never going to be fun. And that's just the fact of the matter. Because, like, I was trying to get to everyone's level two nights ago, and I was just schlucking back the shots, and I just felt sober the entire time.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get to it.
Or then I just feel sober, like, I get really drunk, but then I'm just exhausted. And then I want to go to sleep, but I have the spins, so I can't sleep.
I was laying down in my bed. The one time I got blackout drunk, and the one time.
Rose, I've been in your room seeing you blackout drunk and vomiting.
You have
more
not.
Times than I can. Yes,
I literally have vomited once due to alcohol.
That is not true. The black sludge vodka filling.
Yeah, that was the one.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's the time I'm referring to.
I don't think that's true. I think you've done it more than once.
Mm-mm.
Maya,
you know I haven't.
I've never seen Rose throw up, actually.
Really?
I've never been in the room where
I felt bad because we put Rose to bed, and this is funny, actually. Let's tell on the radio. We put Rose to bed, and then we were like, okay, like, we were like, okay, I don't think she needs a bucket. I think she's down throwing up. I think she's just going to go to bed. 10 minutes later, Rose barges back into the living room and goes, guys, I threw up. We're like, okay.
No, I thought I was going to be okay when I laid in bed, but then everything was spinning, and I just felt so nauseous.
Yeah.
My poor bedside table ground.
Your poor bedside table ground.
Yeah.
Do you speak English?
No.
No wonder CBC didn't hire you.
It's actually my second language.
It's my second language, too.
Cool.
Is it yours? Not.
Okay.
So you're a liar.
So I'm a liar and a cheat.
Yeah.
That is funny. I like to say, like...
Nobody can see it.
I know.
So they're basically taking their index fingers with their other three fingers.
No, it's like pointing, like you're making the L sign, but with your dominant hand.
The loser sign?
Yeah, and then you're just like waving your arm around, and you're like, you're using it for emphasis. Like,
A counterclockwise circle.
Counterlock.
Do you think this is interesting?
Clockwise.
No. Do you think people are still listening to us post-2020?
I think...
I wake up in the morning, well aware that it's not worth thinking. Leave the bed, get my grounding, pick up my weight, am I even awake? And it's one for the Mondays, two for the Tuesdays, three for the Wednesdays, something's always dragging me down. Push myself to do better, well aware that I'm not getting wiser. Watch some self-help videos, check my pulse, is my brain an idiot? And one for the Mondays, two for the Tuesdays, three for the Wednesdays, and someone's gonna be coming around. Tuesdays, three for the Wednesdays.
Take a hard look in the mirror, all the faces you see, all the grass and the breeze. You wanted me to teach you, but the lessons you learned decide to change the rules.
I think we had little quarantine hacks in 2020 about what to do when you're bored or going through trauma. And we said, like, bake something.
We were watch something.
It. Today we went on a really long walk, and it reminded me of our four-hour quarantine walks where everybody would yell at us because we were in a group of five.
Yeah. Like, we live but, together.
Yeah. I was telling my dad about all the authoritarian energy Canada was giving off during the pandemic.
And he was like
about the police officers coming into our house. Yeah. And he was like, really?
It was a police, like, it was a police state. Oh, curfew? For sure. Literally a police state. It was patrolling the streets.
They didn't even take their shoes off.
They didn't take...
Tell the story.
I mean, like, the story is really simple, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to it. Okay, to be fair, like... We did call the cops on our upstairs neighbors, but it's actually because they had a full-scale party in a really bad part of the pandemic. But anyways, we were having a dance party with the five of us roommates, and it was at Sushi's birthday, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, it was this time last year. And basically, we got a doorbell at the door, and we were like, oh, is this a noise complaint? And they were like, no, COVID complaint. Like, we need to check your house.
Wow.
They're more than, you know.
And we just let them come in.
We let them come in, and we had to show our licenses.
Thank the police officers for their service.
I feel like we've told this story before.
Probably. ACAB queen.
I don't know. I lost any type of... I felt so confident in the fact that we were only the five of us that I was just like, yeah, literally, it's only us. Like, whatever. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why. It was a lapse in judgment.
I wonder if we can, sue them for coming in without a warrant.
Without taking off their shoes?
And for taking off their shoes.
You probably could, but then you have to, like, figure out if that was allowed.
Yeah.
And then, like,
they searched every single room.
That's crazy.
It was insane.
That feels like a mega invasion of your privacy.
And then 2020... It had to be June. We went for a picnic with our household, which at that time was, you know, kind of full. It was six people. And we were outside in Genmos, and literally police officers on horses.
On a horse, mounties.
Come up.
Yep.
And they separate each of us, and they make us show us our lease and our license.
And where our apartment lives.
And where our apartment was, and asked us how many people were in the apartment separately and all these things. Just like, we're outside right now.
That's crazy.
The fact that you couldn't even catch up with a friend outside is blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And now all the restrictions are gone.
That was that old COVID. That wasn't even Delta.
We were on that old COVID shit.
We were on that old COVID, which was like...
It was worse, though. Like, it was killing people then. It's not killing, like, it's killing people less now. So, like, at the time, like, if you had caught COVID, like, you could have died.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So she gets... Yeah.
It was bad.
We had a vaccine with Delta.
So unvaccinated people now are dying more than they were last year.
Really?
Yes.
The world's a messed up place.
Because Omicron is more contagious.
Like a larger proportion.
And so if you're unvaccinated, Omicron actually is, like, similarly worse.
If you're not vaccinated?
Yeah. If you're vaccinated, it's fine.
That's crazy.
So there's actually more deaths right now.
That's really
sad. Which
is crazy.
The police came
again. Get vaccinated.
To the bakery.
Really?
Every week. Okay, so the bakery that I work at, that Rose formerly worked at, basically, nobody in the place wears masks. They, like, there's a sign on the door. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. But there's a sign on the door that says, like, clients, regarding masks, please only worry about yourself. Like, don't tell anyone what else to do. Which is just, like, a fundamental violation of the law. Like, you can't do that. But, like, they tell us, because the police are in every day. And, like, they're in, they're like, you gotta stop. And we're like, we know, but we don't own the establishment. What do you want us to do? They tell us to the police, like, just look at the sign on the door. And I'm like, you can't. If I had a sign on the door and I was like, dear clients, like, regarding murders, please only worry about yourself. If someone else is getting murdered or murdering, like, don't worry about it. It's not you. Like, can you imagine? That's like the equivalent of what they're doing. It's insane. Anyway, so the police come in again yesterday and they're talking to me. They're like, you need to enforce mask wearing. And I'm like, do you want me to lose my job?
Literally.
And then not pay rent? Because, like, I don't know why you're talking to me. If you want something to be done, you need to find the business.
Mm-hmm.
Because they keep saying they're going to come in.
They keep on saying that they're going to find the business.
The police come in every single week and they say, we are going to issue you a fine. And they have not once issued a fine. And I'm
like
then nothing's going to change.
Nothing's going to change.
I myself am issuing complaints on the official Quebec website. And I'm like, please go to this place and stop, like, give them a fine and make them wear masks. I don't feel safe.
That's what made me mad about the police coming into our home.
Yeah.
Because I was like, look, if you're not going to address the COVID violations where it actually matters, like, that's on you. You can't be so inconsistent like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what pissed me off from day one with the whole police
thing. The inconsistency.
No, but really, it's just, like, messed up. Compared to working at another establishment, oh, I'm so thankful.
I know. It's messed.
It is messed up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
what do you do on your spring break?
I just had people in town, so,
nice.
Like, we just hung out here, and we did the Montreal tourist thing. We went to the oratory.
Oh, cute.
It's, like, the big, like, church. It's like, around the mountain. It's on, like,
did you pray?
Chemin de la Côte Neige.
Are you baptized?
I'm not baptized. I am an Indian woman. I'm sick in faith. Seek for you white people. But, no, we went, and it was
actually...
What?
You don't get baptized?
No.
Well,
I think you
can
get baptized, but I've never
been
baptized.
What do you believe in?
Well, I'm agnostic, so I don't believe in anything.
Okay.
But my family
But culturally.
God. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so...
That's cool.
We went, and it was, like, weird. Like, I had a spiritual freaking experience there.
Okay.
Like, it's, like, this massive domed, like, basilica, and you go in, and there's, like, stained glass, and it's dead silent, and, like...
So cool.
There's, like, a huge organ, and, like, all these, like, you know, this, like... What is nomenclature the word? What is nomenclature?
Nomenclature is a type of labeling.
What?
Binomial nomenclature.
What does that mean?
It's like Homo sapien.
Okay. No, so it's not that. Not what I mean at all. Like
tabernacle?
No.
Tabernacle?
Like, there's all this, like paraphernalia, like Catholic paraphernalia.
Yeah,
and I was
things.
Like, oh, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, there was just, like, stuff, and I was like, wow, like, these people are really Catholic. And there was this, like, little area, and I was like, that's, like, confession.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys I went to confession?
What?
Because I was driving on the highway to go to, like, on vacation with my family, like, just, like, going to the interior of BC from Vancouver. It's, like, it's just, like, a summertime place people go. And so we were going, and along the highway, there's these massive billboards that say, like, Jesus will save you, call this number.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, wouldn't it be funny if I called this number? My parents were like, don't. And I was like, I'm going to do it. So I called the number, put it on speaker, and a man with a thick Southern accent picks up. I'm like, there's no way he's in BC. This man is in Texas, 100%.
Yeah.
And
or South Carolina.
Something like that, yeah.
Louisiana.
Sure. Yeah. He's chatting with me or whatever, and I'm, like, laughing in my breath. I'm like, this guy. And then he goes, what's your name? I'll pray for you. And some reason, like, something about the fact that he would know my name if I told him my name, like, freaked me out so bad that I hung up. And my parents berated me.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, you just had this whole conversation with this man. He was so excited to talk to you. He wanted to, like, turn you toward God. He asked for your name so he could pray for you, and you hung up on him. And I felt so bad that I got back to Vancouver, and I Googled Catholic confession, and I went.
And you confessed it.
I confessed it, and the priest said, I think you're fine. He said, like, think, like, he basically was like, it feeling bad about it means that, like, you care, and that's good. That's, like, aww, very Christian. That's nice. And I was like, thank you. And thanks. Then he was like, are you Christian? And I was like, no. He was like, you don't have to confess then. And I was like, but I wanted to. And he was like, okay, go forth and be well. Say 7 Hail Marys.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's a really good experience.
It was actually, like, a lovely experience with religion. Like,
I burned a bunch of ants with a magnifying glass and confessed.
No way! What did it say?
Yeah, Methodius. No, I mean, Methodius is lit, though. So, like, he was just kind of like, oh, that's really bad what you just did. But, you know, because of what I'm doing now, everything's okay or some shit like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I love churches.
I love magnifying glasses.
Mm, that's true, too.
They are, like... I thought I would be using a magnifying glass a lot more in adulthood.
Absolutely.
I yeah.
I thought they were going to be a real staple.
Quicksand, magnifying glasses. Both things I thought that was going to be.
Quicksand. Massive.
Volcanoes erupting, I thought it was going to be a big problem.
I mean.
Not once has it been a problem for me, personally.
I don't know. It's giving BC.
It's giving tsunamis off of California coast.
True.
Because of the volcano eruption. Tsunamis.
Unagi.
Unagi.
Sounds like eel.
Do you think we're going to experience a major tsunami in our lifetime?
I'm probably sick of experiencing major things in my lifetime.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm actually...
I would like
I saw
some minor things.
Yeah.
I saw a meme today about, like, me checking the news every morning since January 2020, and I was like, oh my god, that is so true. For the past 2 years, it's been something new every single day. Isn't
I
that
think
just wonderful?
Every day it's...
And now the boomers can't tell us anything about, like, World War... Like, shut up.
True, because now World War III is on the horizon.
It's not like Afghanistan happened, like, throughout our childhood.
Yeah, literally. We literally had every war happen.
Literally. I went on a date the other day with a guy who was in the army.
What army?
Whoa.
The Canadian military.
Oh, my god.
And, like, he was in it because, like, they paid for his college or whatever. Like, he never, like, went.
I love how this is, like, a novelty, but in the United States, this is, like, every other man ever.
No, but he was, like, chill.
It's just,
like
every
he was, like,
other
chill
man
in the military. He wasn't, like, aggressive, like.
He just did it to get the bag and go.
Exactly, get the bag and go, precisely. Nice. But he's on reserve now. He's, like, if there's a draft, like, I'm going. I was, like.
Wait, seriously?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Like a draft to Ukraine?
Or, yeah, if there's, like, any sort of, like, war, like, he's on reserve, he has to go. I'm like, that's crazy.
Like, the fact that
but
you're just, like...
But at least he's got his education.
Yeah, period.
Get that bread, get that head.
Then leave.
Peace out. Except not peace out.
Go to war.
Go to war.
Yeah, war out.
War out. Peace out. Peace out.
Wow.
And then I can be like, when will my Hinge date return from war?
True.
Yeah. Apparently, bomb shelters or, like, doomsday shelters have increased, like, 70... Their sales have increased 80%.
What? Who is the people... Who is, like, a website you can go to that's like, I'll build you a doomsday shelter? Is that, like, a thing? Like,
are
it's a
serious?
Service you can provide?
Yeah. Maya's probably frequented those websites a number of times.
Like, you can just hire someone to, like, dig out an area in your backyard and make
for
you
sure.
A doomsday shelter.
Or you
like
can
building
do it yourself,
a pool.
You know?
It's like building a pool.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just like a bomb shelter.
It's it has just,
basement?
Like, rooms.
That's feral.
Why?
That's, like, so weird. That's an American thing.
That
it is definitely an
American
thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... I totally would expect to have, like, a bomb shelter in my house one day.
You would expect that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. You know,
you
guys
so?
Seen
a basement,
Atonement?
Maybe.
A basement, yeah.
No.
No, I didn't see Atonement. With the green dress?
Yeah.
Keira Knightley?
Yeah, that's the one. Anyway, she dies in a bomb shelter in London during
no,
the war.
Oh, bestie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so sad.
But you think that... It's a weird book. You should read the book.
Okay, I'll
or you should watch the movie. I mean.
She'll read it in like an hour.
I'll read the book.
I've never actually read the book. I've
Are you a fast
book.
Reader?
A fast reader?
Yeah.
I'm a fast reader. Like when I have time. Like I can read a lot in a sitting, but like I read very infrequently. You know what I mean?
Yeah, got it.
Like I've been reading this book. Not this one. It's called. It's sitting right here. I've been reading this book for like 3 months now, and I'm like pretty close to the end. But it's because like
Transcendent Kingdom.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's actually bad. I read the first book by this author, and I liked it a lot. And I don't like her follow up at all.
Mm. How do you say her name?
Yagi Yasi, I think.
Profoundly moving.
Yeah.
Boston Globe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yasi.
I was making fun of Maya the other
today,
a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
About saying YAH through text.
Annika's
already
all the time. I know.
My fucking God.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally, that's how
the,
I read
the
it.
The kid, the cracked out kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, too.
I say,
aggressive.
I got making fun of this whole week because I say really instead of really.
Really?
Really?
Really? Like, I say it with, like, a
you
U
do.
Sound. Yeah.
What about well, sure? I say sure instead
say sure.
of sure.
I say sure.
I say sure.
I like saying sure.
Well, I get mad oh, because, like, I used to say pen and
like,
ten.
Pen?
Yeah, and
that's
now
weird.
I'm changing it. And I
no,
say
you
pen.
Say that. No, you don't.
Pen.
You still, you still say pen.
Pen. I do. Like,
yeah.
Pen, ten.
Pen.
Pen.
That's, like, cute, though. That's, like, a cute little quirky
pen.
Thing to
Can
do.
You hear a difference?
Yes, 100%.
Pen?
How do you say milk?
Milk.
Okay, that's normal.
Milk.
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 Milk. I know a girl from high school who used to say milk all the time. Like,
that's
with an
so
E.
Messed up.
I hated that. That's the worst vocal quirk you can have, in my opinion.
Mackenzie, my best friend from high school, couldn't pronounce her O's, so she would say orange. Or, like...
That's messed up.
Hey, she had a speech impediment.
Okay,
her
sorry.
Dad went on she Survivor went to therapy. Or something.
No,
really?
Her dad went on Naked and Afraid.
No, you're kidding.
I'm not.
That's not real.
I'm not kidding.
And her house burned down.
Oh! This girl has had enough trauma for one lifetime. I stand by that. Imagine your dad is on Naked and Afraid, and your parents, your like your friends, just come over.
It was
like,
so funny watching his audition videos. He was like
naked?
In the backyard. No,
like I'm confused.
Mackenzie was so chill about it. She was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Why isn't he wearing shoes in Costa Rica? Because we went on a trip together." And he was like, "She said that he was practicing for Naked and Afraid and like toughening up his
getting the calluses." That
can you
makes
imagine?
Sense.
Like it's like
it's like a hobbit.
No, it's like if
having your father do porn.
Yeah. And then like your friends come over and they're like, "I know that guy has seen his dick." Like that's terrible.
No, they blur it out, Annika.
I do
mean,
they?
Because
I watched
United States.
British TV show.
Yeah.
That's like
Naked Attraction is great.
I explicitly do not recommend this.
Do not watch. You see full frontal.
You see full frontal.
I think it's good.
It's like
lowering
the stigma.
Yeah.
I don't. Can I say I like the stigma? I don't like seeing full frontal nudity. As little as possible, I would like to be seeing that. Thank you.
Yeah.
True.
We should watch that. I think.
Did
it's
you
hilarious.
See the thruple episode?
No.
It's crazy.
I love
like
the
a
idea.
Couple comes on.
Yeah.
To find a third.
That's hilarious.
I know
that's
a lot of
like
people who need to go there.
True.
Who? No,
I don't know.
I can't ask that on the radio.
But I don't know. I feel like it you know, acceptance for all vaginas and
that's
penises
true.
Everywhere. Because
some are mad ugly though.
That's true. But then you go and watch porn and everything's perfect. It's like no.
True.
Killer, it's really quite good. It's been a long night, and I am feeling so good. She left me last evening, just walked out the door. So please top me up if you got any more. Black no sugar, right up to the top. As I've been to the bottom, I've wept my last drop. The only girl I ever truly loved has split the seam. Now all I got is a waitress and a dose of caffeine. Killer, it's clearing my head. Last night I barely slept in a big empty bed, so I drove my senses to numb this broken heart. Pour me another, let's drink to a fresh start. Up a brew, help me get through the day.
like no sugar. Keep them coming my way. Hey, hey.
So anyways, I also went snowmobiling.
I don't have a Euro trip anymore. I feel like I'm bored by it. It's just like you and your dad. Like
my dad ran into a tree.
No way, really?
Yeah,
that's actually funny.
With the snowmobile.
With the snowmobile. That's actually
funny. I ran into a tree while skiing.
I did too.
I've done actually multiple times. Yeah.
I don't like the fact that you guys ski. I think it's super dangerous. Can you guys just not?
It's not that dangerous.
It is. Everybody's dying.
No, but here's the thing is that, like, if you're good at it, it's not dangerous. If you're good at it and you're not stupid, like, it's not dangerous.
Okay, well, I'm not good at it.
If you're going out of bounds and, like, you, like, the cliffs aren't marked and stuff, like, you're gonna die.
You're
like
the cliffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on a mountain.
Like, if it's a black diamond,
it's natural life. Yeah.
However, my mom has sustained many injuries from skiing.
She literally got paralyzed.
Really?
For 3 months, yeah.
Really?
She on her last run, she broke her neck and was paralyzed on the left side for 3 months. But she's going skiing next week in the
Dolomites. That would traumatize me. I would never go again.
And then last year, she broke her knee and had to have surgery.
Wow.
But now, like, she can still ski on it.
That's insane.
She just can't.
That's commitment.
She can't do, like, through the trees and stuff like that. But it is commitment. I can't believe her sometimes. I would be terrified.
Yeah. My dad used to be like a ski patroller, so I'm usually
Whoa, that's so cool. Yeah. Did he have a dog?
He did not have a dog, no.
Wait, so he's really good.
My dad's really good at skiing, yeah. So he like...
That's hot.
Okay.
He's
sorry.
Really good.
You're canceled for that. But like, I don't have very many friends at home who ski, so I don't ski with my friends. I just ski with my family. And so like, I rarely grew up being scared of skiing, I guess. Cause I was like, oh, look, if I get hurt, my dad will just fix me because he knows how to do it. And also my mom's a doctor.
True.
So like, there were two people there who were qualified
to
fix me.
So you're vibing.
Exactly. Yeah. I did break my arm skiing though when I was 10.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I've never broken anything.
Really?
Ever.
I honestly think it's overrated.
What, breaking things?
Breaking a bone? Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Me,
but, yeah. You know.
I broke my foot. Actually, I got it broken.
By, yep. Don't worry, I'll never date him.
I can say his name.
Then say it.
Alpha.
True. This guy named Alpha wore his shoes, massive boots, in a house party like 3 years ago and jumped up and down a bunch and then broke Rose's foot.
Fifth metatarsal.
Her fifth metatarsal.
No, I have never said sorry. Never said sorry.
I've heard the phrase fifth metatarsal.
Way too many times.
Way too many times.
Probably like 10 times, and that's not that much, but it is for saying hearing the word.
I know what you're trying to do with that. I know the sound, the TikTok sound you're trying to recreate with that, and it did not land. And I need you to know it did not land. Even in slightest.
If I would have 5 pennies, which isn't that much, but it is a lot.
No, and you're doing it wrong again. You had time to think about it, and somehow yet you did it again wrong. I don't get it.
This spring break, I've watched more than an hour TikTok every single day, and it's honestly feral.
My screen time was 4 hours.
But my screen time was like 8.
Really? That's week, messed up.
Which is pretty rough.
You're messed up in the head.
Let's see. I kind of want to know.
Say our screen times.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Let's all check our screen times. This is fun, guys.
Daily average, 4 hours and 15 minutes. Today I spent 2 hours. I've already spent 2 hours and 20 minutes. I spent an hour on TikTok today.
That's crazy.
And I've spent in the past week 9 hours and 2 minutes on TikTok.
Oh my god, mine's higher. 4 hours, 20 minutes.
Mine's 5 hours and 30 minutes.
Whoa.
But it's because I watch YouTube as I fall
asleep. Daily average, 4 hours, 25 minutes.
Mine's 20 minutes. 4 hours, 20 minutes, yeah.
Oh, that's...
Wait, that's by day. Oh, interesting.
My most used is messages, followed by TikTok, followed by Instagram, followed by Twitter.
Most used.
Mine is TikTok, Instagram, messages, Safari.
Safari is fifth, yeah.
I hate myself. Like... Mine most is YouTube, then Instagram, Snapchat.
That's embarrassing. Snapchat being in the top 3 is humiliating. I would never admit that.
Why
ever.
Do I spend so much time?
You could put a gun to my head, and I would never admit that like my third most used app was Snapchat. And you just did it for free. That's insane.
Wow. On the radio.
Couldn't
you
be.
Heard it here first.
I'm gonna bean dip you.
You can't.
Why not?
Because I will not allow it.
Okay, I respect women.
Me, but I respect women.
Okay. Anyways, I think we're done.
This has been
probably the worst show of all time.
No, I had fun, you guys.
You guys, we literally missed on Monday this week.
I don't want to talk about it. thank you so much for listening.
I have a blackhead on my lip.
Okay, nobody asked. Thank you so much for listening. I have been Annika.
Can we just talk about the Love is Blind reunion?
No. That has been Rose.
This has been Maya.
This has been
And this has been 1, 2, 3. CKUT's All Things McGill.
90.3 FM.
Monday at
11 a.m. by Annika, Rose, and Maya.
Bye. And this is
in Shalala.
can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
Hey, you're listening to CKT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
Pangea de Futura is a mega jam collective comprised of many veterans of the Montreal music scene, a wide range of tectonic plates coming together, making the world stop for a second and ripping these continents apart. CKUT 90.3 FM is proud to present their concert in collaboration with CHYZ 94.3 on Sunday, May 22nd at 3 p.m. at the 38th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville. For all the details on the 38th FIMAV, visit fimav.qc.ca.
Yes, sir, you already know what it is.
What it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Montreal and worldwide, if you're tuned in online to CKUT 90.3, this is THT Entertainment bringing you the best show on Montreal radio. Whose vibe is it anyways? My name is Jason Alexander, and of course, in the studio with me, week after week, DJ Rossi Ross and the man about to speak next, Colin Hassel on the drums. How you feeling, brother?
Yes, sir. I am feeling mighty fine.
Yes,
for
sir.
Another beautiful World Skip edition of Whose Vibe Is It Anyway? The age-old question. We try and rattle off some answers to